From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's firing of his acting attorney general for refusing to back his executive order restricting immigration has shifted attention on Tuesday to his nominee for the job, Senator Jeff Sessions, an advisor to Trump on immigration. The Senate Judiciary Committee is expected to vote Tuesday on the nomination of Sessions, and the approval from the full Senate could come later this week. Sean Spicer is the White House spokesman.
The president's going to be very proactive with protecting this country. We're not going to wait till we get attacked and figure out how we can make sure it doesn't happen again. He's going to do everything in his power to stop every threat that we face in this country and every potential threat. And that's the key point in this. How do we get ahead of threats? How do we keep America ahead of the curve when it comes to people who want to do us harm?
Opposition to the ban continues. New Jersey Democratic Senator Cory Booker took part in an anti-ban rally on the steps of the Supreme Court Monday night.
But we must understand, when somebody attacks Muslim Americans, they attack all of us. When someone attacks with prejudice, we must respond with love. And so I call on everybody that we now must be determined to fight for the long haul.
The executive order blocks citizens of Iraq, Iran, Libya, Syria, Sudan, Yemen, and Somalia from entering the U.S. territory for a period of 3 months. The ban has been clarified to allow people with green cards or lawful permanent residency, as well as non-citizen visa holders, to be allowed into the United States. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The United Nations Security Council is set to hold urgent talks Tuesday in response to a ballistic missile test carried out by Iran. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Wednesday he will meet with President Trump soon and urge him to renew sanctions against Iran. He said Iran's aggression must not go unanswered. The 2015 Security Council resolution prohibits Iran from any activities related to ballistic missiles designed to carry nuclear warheads. The 8-year ban followed the adoption of an agreement Iran reached with 6 world powers to limit its nuclear program in return for sanctions relief. U.S. President Trump has been a sharp critic of the Iranian deal, saying world powers gave up too much in exchange for too little. The U.S. Senate is pressing ahead on this Tuesday on President Trump's nominee for Secretary of State, with a procedural vote that puts the confirmation on track for later this week. Rex Tillerson received the backing of a majority of the Republican-led chamber Monday evening in a vote that sets in motion a confirmation hearing in the coming days. Most Democrats oppose Tillerson but are unable to derail the nomination unless several Republicans join them, which appears unlikely. Police in Quebec City are charging a French-Canadian university student with killing 5 worshippers at a mosque in the city and the attempted murder of 5 others. 27-year-old Alexandre Bissonnette remains jailed in connection with Sunday's deadly shooting. Police did not give a motive for the attack, and it is not clear if anyone else was involved in the shooting. The European Union on Tuesday condemned recent clashes in eastern Ukraine between pro-Russian rebels and government forces, calling the fighting blatant violation of the Minsk truce. The rebels and government troops began fighting 3 days ago, and the confrontation escalated Monday night into Tuesday morning with the heaviest shelling seen in months. Both sides say at least 8 people have died in the reignited conflict. In 2015, both sides in the conflict signed a ceasefire and agreed to pull back heavy weaponry, but both sides have violated the agreement several times since then. And Pakistan's government has placed 5 men, including Hafiz Saeed, on both the United States and United Nations list of designated terrorists under protective custody, also known as house arrest. Saeed was taken into custody at a mosque in the eastern Pakistani city of Lahore. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That's voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.